The report cites 7 major shortcomings, including security concerns, lack of oversight of maintenance, and a failure to test an emergency response system since 2011. Sancho is calling for Detzner's ouster, saying he lacks the proper credentials and has repeatedly misled local supervisors.
We've had a failure at the Secretary of State's office. The audit shows that there's clear incompetence in terms of management, performance protocols, security protocols, record keeping. This is about as damning as a report as I've ever seen.
Pasco Election Supervisor Brian Corley, head of the State Supervisors Association, says Detzner failed to mention the audit when they met less than 2 weeks ago. He's planning to talk to Detzner in the next few days.
As they would say in I Love Lucy, he's got some splaining to do with, I mean that respectfully, of course.
Detzner declined to be interviewed. A spokeswoman says Detzner has kept local supervisors appraised of upgrades to the voting system, including an email sent Monday night. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.